Michael Hawks has got a busy day. He's got Wyong today, and he's got Dwayne Dunn making a trip up on the weekend. Morning, Michael.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. The Dwayne Dunn move, is that because Jay McDonald has gone to the International Series?
Yeah, Jay, James obviously over in Japan, so we just stood outside the square, and Dwayne's in good form at the moment, so I thought, why not?
Well, you often bring him up, don't you? I mean, you see, you're not on a super regular basis, but you're not frightened to bring Dwayne up and throw him on.
No, we're not. He's part of our team, and he knows what's expected, and he rides really good for us in Melbourne. And to be fair, he probably doesn't get the opportunities up here in the autumn time that James might get down there. But look, in saying that, he's part of our team, and we've done it previously, and hopefully we can do it again Saturday and work out.
Well, one good horse he's hopped on for you was Deep Field. I'll just check on the update on a few of those because you've got some lovely horses there, Michael. Deep Field, paddock at the moment?
Yeah, he's still in the paddock. He's putting on weight. He looks great. He's earned a well-deserved spell, obviously coming off his Melbourne campaign. And, you know, I think his last run really just probably took a toll a bit. He probably had enough before that, but just the class factor got him through it. He's still done a lot wrong and still won with authority. So having a well-deserved break, and you'll see him in the autumn.
He looked almost totally lost coming down the straight, didn't he? Just sort of thinking, hang on, wide over on that near side rail.
Yeah, Dwayne was probably a little critical of his ride, personally. He probably said that he probably took him a little bit too far out there. We sort of wanted to go out there, but probably not as close to the rail. He half wanted to look at it, and, you know, he'd done a lot wrong, and but for a horse going forward, definitely for the future.
Mm. Chautauqua was a terrific run there as well. Is it in the paddock as well?
Yeah, he's still outspelling. You know, obviously it was a 50-50 call. You know, do you stay in that spot that the winner eventually took, or do you, you know, pop off and get going? And, you know, it's a split second. Obviously, jockeys have to make, and Dwayne made that call and, you know, look, two more strides past the post and he's in front. But you can't take anything away from the winner. The winner won with authority on the day, and it just had the luck, and we did, and that's what it boiled down to.
Yeah, you're pretty stiff on that. It was just, but as you said, it was a flip of the coin. Which way do I go?
Well, that's obviously a decision out there they've got to make. And as I said, it's a split decision. It's 1 second they've got to make it. And look, if Dwayne stays there, the run comes. And, you know, if it doesn't come, he looks, you know, stupid if he didn't take the run to the outside. So it's a 50-50 call. But look, we were happy with our bloke. You know, he's only had the 3 runs during that prep. And everyone obviously saw him up here, what he could do. But he's still probably not there yet. And obviously the autumn's going to be his big test.
Now, Michael, Binary, another lovely horse, races in the Deep Field colours as well. What's the state of play with Binary?
Yeah, he's still in the stable at the moment. We'll probably give him one more run, yet to decide where we go with him. We've just eased off him, and he's done everything right, but he's not mentally there yet. And I said that on the TV, obviously pre- and post-race, after he won. And probably for mine, his last 100 metres was outstanding because he actually looked at the sightboard or the infield television. 1.5 shy away from that. So he done a lot wrong, but he's got a lot of upside. And when sort of James pulled the stick through to the left, giving one crack around the behind, he just said, I'm out of here. And he's a very nice horse going forward. But look, we won't overtax him. Probably give him one more run, then put him away and hopefully get him ready for some nice races in the autumn.
Yeah, something they can't talk, but sometimes you have to wait for them, don't you?
Well, you do. You know, we've been patient, and that's what that's the key to our success, patience. And, you know, if you've got the patience in this game, and Alan Bell certainly has, you know, he paid a lot of money for him and done the right thing and gelded him straight away, which is the biggest key this day and age because everyone wants to keep him colts. Well, you know, there's a lot of nice racehorses that go missing, unfortunately, because they are kept colts, whereas this bloke, you know, we gelded him from day one and made a racehorse of him, and now it's starting to really turn.
Now, I've got to ask you about one, and I reckon nearly everyone in the stable would probably walk up and be one of the first to get a pat of a morning, Moss Fun.
Moss Fun, you know, she's back at the pre-trainers now. She's done everything right. She's spelled well. Unfortunately, she got the virus last time in, last prep, and we just really ran out of time. And, you know, as the Coolmore worked out in Melbourne, it was a cracking field, and she just would have been too soft going into it. So we decided against that. Time was against us, so we spelled her. She's spelled really well. She's matured great and very happy with her. So she's back in work and we'll probably be back in the stables in about 3 or 4 weeks' time.
She just seemed one that every time you raised the bar, she just cleared it beautifully. I mean, when you first put her into work, did you ever think she was going to achieve what she did?
When she had her first jump out at Rose Hill, she flew out the machines and I sort of said to Dad, I said, look, I think we've got something here. I don't know what we've got, but she's just very switched on and she's on the ball and you know, she just kept up in the ante, and that's what racehorses do, and especially two-year-olds, when they want to be there, and she did. You know, as I said, she only got beat in that run at Rose Hill here, Earthquake, you know, wanted to drift out, and we've only got beat a long neck or whatever the margin was to a champion filly in her. So she just kept raising the bar herself, and, you know, she deserved a win in the slipper. Everything went against her, and, you know, we came out on top. But we are looking forward to her. I know a lot of people would be as well. Obviously hasn't raced for, we were racing for 12 months, but in saying that, things have gone against her. But she only had the 5 starts, so she's going to be coming on the scene a nice fresh horse.
Now, there's another nice lightly race bloke you've got by All-American Invisible.
Nice horse. Everything went against him the day he raced at Randwick. You know, he should have jumped and gone forward and been probably a bit more positive on him. And he got a bit back and he actually pulled up a little bit jarry, so we tipped him straight out again. But during his first campaign, he never went chinsaw or jarry. He obviously won that race at Canterbury and he went straight to the Magic Mean and obviously fractured his splint bone in the process. So he was never one to really go chinsaw or jarry in front. But obviously, as time has gone on, he obviously had to have the time off that he did because of his injury. His bones are still a bit soft and a bit brittle, and this time it just took its toll. So I'm sure everyone out there listening, they'll definitely see a better horse this time round.
Michael, today, Wyong, you've got a couple of lovely horses here. Tommy Berry riding both of them. Calamity, the nice first starter by Flying Spur.
Yeah, she's an after sizzling. She's well-bred filly and just wanted to take a bit of time with her as well. And to be fair, I think she's better next time again. You know, just drawn a bit awkward today, so hopefully Tommy's got the pilot seat there and he can get his weave his magic and get things done. But lovely filly going forward. She's trialled good. She's done everything right, and I think she'll be hard to beat today.
And you've got him on Copernic as well, another fast net rock. And he's had a few trials, only the two starts, though.
Yeah, two starts. Obviously, last start, he half wanted to shy away at the infield there at Gosford, and, you know, he was all bar in front, 7 strides to go, and unfortunately went down by a nose, which I still can't believe it. But in saying that, he's trialled. We've trialled him again. He's trialled good. He's gone straight. He's done everything right, and I thought he'd be very, very hard to beat today as well.
All right, terrific. Then you get another big day coming up on Saturday, and the boys will have a good yarn to you on Saturday morning, obviously, with Dwayne coming up. But today, two real terrific chances, Calamity and Copernic. And I tell you what, you've got a lot to look forward to. Would this be, I mean, the strongest your stable's been since, you know, the three of you went into partnership with these horses at the moment?
It has. You know, we've built on a success plan, obviously, going forward. And, you know, it takes time. And we've always said we wanted quality in a stable, not numbers. And, you know, we've only got 43 here in Sydney and 32 in Melbourne. But it's the quality factor now that we've really got up to a great standard. And, you know, some really, really nice bred horses and a lot that, you know, we haven't even produced yet and haven't even really touched ourselves. So going forward, it's probably the strongest we've been. And I'll tell you, next autumn, hopefully, we're going to have a real big autumn.
Terrific. Michael, always appreciate your time. Good luck today and on the weekend.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Hawkes joining us there from Team Hawkes. Some beautiful horses on the way. It is 8:00.